We're talking about the spectacular rise and fall of BlackBerry. And, you know, anybody who used a BlackBerry loved the BlackBerry. I mean, the passion people felt for BlackBerry, even for my my last BlackBerry, the Curve. I loved it. The keyboard, people still talk nostalgically about that. But along comes Apple in 2007, and they've got multi-touch. There's no physical keyboard. Steve Jobs made a big point about that. You don't need a physical keyboard because it's all on the screen. In fact, really, if you look at it, the BlackBerry product was more mature, had better app store, had better selection. In every way, was a better product. But Apple captured the imagination of people. The real question is, what did Mike and Jim see this coming? Why didn't they see this coming? And why didn't they respond?
You know, that is the big question. And I think the narrative up until now, particularly in the U.S. and Silicon Valley, is they were idiots, they were complacent, right. They were arrogant, right. They didn't get the significance of the iPhone. That's not true. Mike Lazaridis took it apart in his home as soon as it hit the market and said, oh, my God, they put a Mac in this thing. And Mike Lazaridis' perspective, you have to understand, is informed by his early fight to get the BlackBerry on very primitive networks, the fights that they had with Bell South to get more apps, to do everything they wanted. He was all about compression and conservation, and that's the traditional engineering approach.
Well, especially from where he was coming from.
Absolutely.
You know, you look at WAS, same thing. How can I take four more chips out of this controller? Because resources were very expensive and very constrained, and nobody imagined a day where these resources weren't.
And he looked at this and said, this will never work.
Right.
And you know what? For a year, he was right. We all remember those dropped calls, mm-hmm. all the networks crashing. Mm-hmm. What he didn't understand was that the key to Apple's and the iPhone's success was their multi-year contract with AT&T. AT&T's executive was on that stage with Steve Jobs announcing this unique contract, and that exclusive agreement gave them the incentive to invest billions of dollars in their networks to upgrade it. It took a year, took a couple of years, and there were a lot of drop calls, a lot of frustrations, lawsuits over how these phones didn't work properly, and then it was all go. It was the Jesus phone. Remember that name? Everyone
yes.
was just gaga for the phone, and Mike and his engineers didn't understand that the world had changed, not so much because it was a touchscreen glass phone with the browser and internet access. It was because the networks were changing as well, and they had a competitive contract that they couldn't match. And so what did they do? Verizon approached them secretly. They wanted an iPhone killer. And Mike Lazaridis went to a meeting in New Jersey with the senior people at Verizon and said, I've got the phone for you. It's the Bold, which would prove to be their technically most successful phone of all times. Mm-hmm. But they didn't want anything to do with that. They wanted a touchscreen phone. And so Research in Motion, I mean, think about it. They're looking at one of the biggest carriers in North America saying, we will give you, you know, an exclusive deal here. We'll put your phone in all of our stores. They never had access to that kind of a consumer-oriented carrier before. So it was the opportunity of a lifetime. Do you say, no, we're a keyboard maker? We can't do that? Verizon said, you do this in 9 months, and we'll give you this deal. It took them more than 9 months. It took them almost a year and a half. And by 2009, just before Thanksgiving, they shipped a product that in all respects they knew was a failure. They just couldn't do it in that short a period of time. So what was the lesson? That you can't follow, that you say no to a contract like that? Easy for us to say. I don't know that the right answer is, but it seems to me it's a pretty convincing case that you should have given it a try. Execution, complete failure.